Hey, today I'm so excited. I have a special guest. In fact, the first time we've ever had a guest on our Abundant Life show. So stay tuned and find out who it is.
Why live a normal life when you could be living the abundant life? Welcome to the Abundant Life program with Ashley and Carly Terades.
Hello and welcome to Abundant Life program. I'm so excited today because I have my good friend, mentor, spiritual leader, whatever you could call him, praise God, Andrew Womack. And he agreed to come on the Abundant Life show with me and Carly. In fact, Carly told me, ask Andrew to come and be a guest on the show. And I said, no, Andrew would say no. And you said, ask him. So I asked him the other day.
Why would I say no?
And you said yes, didn't you, Andrew? So thank you for being here, Andrew.
I've been here every time I've ever been asked.
You said, yeah.
That's true.
It's been every time it's ever been asked because it's the only time you've been asked. So thank you so much for being here. If you don't know, Andrew is a founder of Andrew Womack Ministries. It's been going for over 40 years and has over 12 offices around the world. Bible schools, Charis Bible College. Me and Carly are actually graduates of Charis Bible College. We went there in 2006 and we're biased, but we think it's the best Bible school in the world.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to go to Bible College, go to Charis.
Amen. Charis Bible College. So there's over 70 locations around the world. So you can go to charisbiblecollege.org. I say org, but people don't know what I mean. Org. CharisBibleCollege.org.
That's the English, isn't
it? They'll have the instructions on the screen there. But check it out. Get involved with Charis Bible College. You'll be really blessed. Andrew started that 25 years ago, Charis Bible College.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In fact, 94. I think you started AWN the year I was born, which is 1978, and you started Charis Bible College the year I was born again.
Well, praise
God. Isn't
that
neat? So anyway. So
we're connected at the heart.
Amen. We graduated to Charis. And what we thought we'd do today is we're going to be a bit informal with you all. We're glad you've joined us. Praise God. And we're going to ask some questions and just visit. We love visiting. So you could just be a fly on the wall as we visit. Praise God. But it was 13 years ago in 2006 that we met Andrew. And the way we got in contact with his ministry was from a free cassette tape. And I guess some of the viewers probably don't even know what cassette tapes are nowadays. Our kids don't even know what a cassette tape is. But, you know, it was a free teaching and it was given to us years ago. It was given to your mum, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah. So really, I mean, this came about. The reason that we're connected, we were just going through a terrible time in our life. Our daughter was 3 years old. She'd been diagnosed with an incurable disease. And, you know, we were believers, weren't we? You know, we were in ministry already. We loved God. We went to church every weekend, every week, Wednesday evening.
It was
and
on
weekends.
Leadership. It was on leadership.
We had to be there. It would have been awkward if we weren't there. But here's the thing. I mean, even though we were born again and we loved the Lord and, well, you spoke in tongues. I hadn't quite gotten that yet. You know, even though we love God, we just had a lot of religious baggage, didn't we?
We didn't hear true gospel. We didn't hear the full gospel.
Right. So
this cassette tape from Andrews gave us the full gospel. It told us the true nature of God, amongst other things. So that's how we got in touch with the ministry. Then I checked. I thought, I wonder if Andrew's ever in England. You know, we're English, in case you haven't noticed. And I looked online. It said March the 15th, 2006, and I looked, I thought, today's March the 14th, that conference starts tomorrow. So we took our daughter to that conference, and that's how we met. So what do you remember, Andrew, that conference? Do you remember that conference in
England? You know,
Warsaw,
I don't
England?
Remember you guys until we went and prayed for Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when we met, when we first met.
But you know, you were talking about that cassette tape. Mm-hmm. I don't remember all of the times I've ministered, but that night, for some reason, I was in Shreveport, Louisiana, and this guy, I remember, had taken me out to buy me a brand new suit.
Oh,
and he
wow.
wouldn't let me wear my boots, so he bought me a pair of shoes. I said, I'll never wear them again. He says, I want you to wear them.
They're going to match your suit, right?
That's so you it. Wore dress shoes to preach?
So I wore shoes to preach. I think it's the only time I've ever preached in shoes. And but I remember for some reason, it's like I took everything God had shown me and crammed it into one tape.
Yeah.
I didn't explain very much. I just was hitting all of these
I
things.
Remember you were going through that tape and you were saying, I've got a 16-part tape series on this and an 8-part tape series on that. And I'm thinking, who is this man?
That's right.
How can he have so much teaching?
It was a very unique teaching. It seemed like it was like 10 minutes on everything.
It was just like a little taste of everything,
it was.
A sample of everything. Yeah. And that was the perfect thing for you.
Exactly what we needed. Yeah. You must have recorded that for us, because that was, we hadn't heard any of that. So we got 10 minutes of the authority of the believer, 10 minutes of God wants you well, 10 minutes of a better way to pray. And in fact, AWM have discontinued that tape now. It's so old.
It's called Your New Identity in Christ.
Yeah, but the new Identity in Christ is a different tape. That tape is so old, they discontinued it, but we have it available on our website as a free gift, a free download. Yeah. So the instructions are on your screen. You can get that teaching. You will love it. Andrew's speaking very fast.
Yeah.
And it was a duplicator, right, that did that?
Well, yeah, my duplicators, you know, if the roller on it for cassette tapes got iron oxide on it, it would make the things record faster, and then when you, or no, let's see,
slower.
It'd make it play slower, record slower, and then when you played it, it played faster.
It was fast.
So my voice was a lot higher back then, and to speed it up,
I think
it
you were
like
more American.
Yeah. You were very American. Yeah,
I think you're cultured now. I think you've traveled.
I have. I've come a long ways. Y'all have been a great influence.
We've anglicized you.
You're making me posh.
That tape was great. That was an hour and a half of just what we needed. So what we did next was we went onto Andrew's website, awmi.net, and we went on that website and we found all these free teachings.
Yeah,
and, you know,
awesome.
We thought, wow, this is all this free teachings right then. I guess we could have bought teachings, but we needed the teachings then and there. In fact, our daughter had about a week to live, so we needed the truth right then and there. So I downloaded all these teachings, gave them to you in the hospital.
Yeah, I had them.
Well,
it wasn't an iPod, it was an MP3 player.
And we listened to you for 2 weeks straight. I mean, literally, it must have been 15, 16 hours a day for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel really honored to get to pray for Hannah. And I don't discount that God used me to pray for her, but it was y'all's faith. You had been cramming yourself full of the Word for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you were just at a strong place. And right after I prayed for Hannah, of course, you went out and she ate for the first time, ate normal food for the first time, 3.5 years old. But she started to throw up and started to have some of the same reactions she had done before. And I wasn't around. It was your faith that stood. And I mean, you rebuked that. And so,
you know, the reason that we could do that, though, was because of, you know, it started with that one tape. But in that 2 weeks, we had discipleship. And really, to me, that's just a testimony as well to the power of taking the Word of God and mixing it with faith. Because you can have faith in the moment and believe God for something in the moment. But what happens, like, when a challenge comes, like you're saying, when she started choking, if we hadn't have been discipled in the Word of God and taught our authority, we would have just thought, oh, you know, well, I guess it's too good to be true.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that after you went to the England school, you came over here and you were with me. I think it was in Florida. I'm not sure, but we had somebody that had the exact same thing. I think it was an 8 or 10 year old girl. So.
Yeah, she was a young girl.
And anyway, she had the exact same thing that Hannah had. And so I prayed for her. I had you come over and pray for her. And we all prayed. And she was, I mean, it's the exact same thing.
They should go out to eat pizza, right?
She started eating. Yeah, yeah. It was miraculous. Mm-hmm. But it was a family that had been divorced. And because of that, the father started saying, you're going to kill her, you can't do this, and they caved, and as a result, the little girl died. Mm. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was your faith that produced Hannah's healing. I was the one who you just needed somebody at the moment to spark your faith and to agree with you, but it was your faith.
We needed a coach.
Well, faith comes by hearing, right? And hearing by the Word of God. So that all that Word of God we got in us, you know, Andrew's teachings are Word of God based. I mean, everything he teaches is the Word of God. So as he was teaching, I was looking in my Bible and finding it. And I'd been born again for, I think, 12 years at that point, but I'd been taught religion. And Andrew was teaching things. I was like, surely that's not in the Bible. And I'd get my Bible out, and there it was, and it's the truth. So it was a combination. And then I remember when we went, was at the Bible school, Hannah was in so much pain, she was out in the cry room in the creche. This goes out to different continents, so I have to, England,
not
it's
everybody
a creche.
Knows what a creche.
A creche. In America, it's a cry room.
The nursery.
And then you was invited out there to pray for her after the meeting because we was trying to get to you. And, you know, you're very approachable, but Hannah was in so much pain. You know, she was crying so much.
Yeah.
So when you came back there, I think she was asleep in her stroller. And you and Jamie came back, and it was a real simple prayer. Some people think, what happened? Was it, you know, did you feel the presence of God? And what did you remember?
Well, I remember just walking in, and Hannah was asleep, so there was no interaction between me and Hannah. And so I just asked you all what what was wrong, mm-hmm. and you began to tell me all of these names. I didn't know what they were.
You seemed really unfazed by it.
Well,
that really impressed me in the moment, yeah. I remember.
I remember when I said, well, that's a piece of cake for Jesus. And, in your video about this, it was like, wow, that's the first time somebody hadn't been fazed by it. Yeah. But you know, if you can't heal a person, well, then it doesn't matter if it's a cold or if it's cancer. I can't heal the cold or I can't heal cancer, so it really doesn't matter.
There's no pressure on you?
Mm-mm. No, all the pressure's on God. So we just prayed a real simple prayer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I pray for a lot of people. And I don't think that I have a gift of healing or anything. I have just faith like any believer does. And my real anointing is to teach other people, just like what we're talking mm-hmm. about. My anointing was to share the Word of God with you, and it caused faith to rise on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I do. I get more joy out of seeing you guys minister healing to people than I do me praying for people.
That's awesome.
I really do, because that's the only way we're ever going to, you know, propagate this and keep it going.
Rather than having the one man of God that everyone's got to congregate to,
it's
discipleship.
And I'm trying to diffuse that and get people. Like right now, I don't even pray for many people. Mm-hmm. We were in Phoenix last week, and we saw two deaf people heal. We saw a lot of miracles, and we had one, Connie Selica, which some people might know. Mm-hmm. Connie Selica, she's in the movie industry. But she was at the meetings, and she prayed for a lady who had multiple sclerosis and couldn't get around, and the lady got up and started walking.
Wow.
I'd rather see people like that minister now than to have me do it. Mm-hmm. Because that's what God's called us to do, is to make disciples, not to draw everybody to ourselves. And I think this is one of the things that's really hurt the body of Christ, is that we make it all about one person, mm-hmm. and everybody has to come to that one person to receive.
Yeah.
And so you guys have caught the vision. And it's, I mean, you know, we do these healing conferences, and of course y'all are a big part of that, and we've seen, 1,000 people or something healed at one of these healing
conferences?
Just in one conference, yeah. So
I remember seeing you. I was standing on the front row, and Carly was over to my left, and all of a sudden, she just took off running, boom, right across the whole thing, and just tackled a guy. Was he on a walker?
Yeah.
What he was? Went and tackled him.
That's not my normal personality, and that might be something crazy that Ashley would do, but I remember standing there in the front row of that conference, and just, it was so strong on the inside of me. It was just this urgency, and I looked over, and God just highlighted this guy in the corner on the walker, and he's like, you need to run now. I'm like, okay, and I took off running. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get to this guy. I just know I needed to run at him.
You weren't jogging. You took off at a dead run. You'd have won a 50-yard dash.
Well, but I think by the time I got there, I didn't think about it till I was right there, and the momentum, I just kind of crashed into him, and anyway, he got off the floor healed.
That's what we're excited about now. We're excited about our tagline, if you like. You've got to have a tagline now in your ministry, right? So our tagline is empowering believers in the promises of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we want to empower other people to do these things. So when we do conferences, Carly will hardly pray. You know, we what ends up happening is we have people stand up and they pray for each other. We build them up in their faith and then pray for each other, and we see great miracles.
I think that's powerful, because if you make it all about one person, we've had this, and we've had people, I won't mention names, but everybody knows these guys that have a gift of healing on them, and they go and they'll hold these meetings, and they'll have 10, 20,000 people there, and they may see 50 people healed, mm-hmm. and that's great, but they're only there just a certain time. And then the people have to wait until they come back the next time. And even though God uses that, I don't think that that's God's best.
No.
And so what you're doing, empowering people, mm-hmm. that's what it's all about. We've mm-hmm. got to train other people.
And isn't that Jesus' example? You know, he spent 3 years with his disciples, and he trained them up, and then he says, now you have my name, you have my authority, you go lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wasn't like, oh, bring all the people to me, then line them all up, and then I have to lay hands on them. Right. That wasn't Jesus' example. And
no.
I don't know where that's come about in the church, but what you have taught us, and what we see evident in Teruday's ministries now, is the very thing that you're talking about. It's that act of discipleship, empowering believers in the promises of God to where they understand what they have on the inside of them and feel confident enough and bold enough to go out and lay hands on the sick.
And I love it. And I think when you guys go out and minister, I'm living through you. I really am.
Well, we get a head start in ministry. You know, when you sent us out, and we'll have to talk about this on another program. But when you sent us out into ministry, it was we got a head start because you helped us, and we didn't have to have all those hard times of scraping around. But
I don't think you'll miss any of the hard times I went through.
It's an old adage, but it's the difference between giving someone a fish and showing them how to fish, and that's what I really feel like your ministry's done. In fact, I remember when I graduated in 2008 from the England School, and I saw you shortly afterwards, and you said something like, "What's the best thing about graduating or something, Karis?" And I said, "I don't need you anymore." And my point being was, for 2 years we'd been through your classes, and you know, at Karis, it's great because it's not just Andrew; it's he has these other teachers in, and it's just a great mix of pastors and the fivefold ministers come together. Some of Andrew's best friends teach at the Bible School. It's such a great program. So after 2 years of that, very practical, after 2 years of that, then it's like we were discipled. And of course, we're still learning. We'll always be learning. But we was able to go out and make disciples ourselves. And that's the growth effect, right? That's the compounding. It's the exponential growth, right, for doing that and changing people's lives. So we're just one of your fruit. You have hundreds and thousands of people out there that
you've ministered.
You guys
are, God. You're going for it.
Praise
you're
God.
On how many, you aren't just on Gospel Truth TV, no. You've got other TV.
So gospeltruth.tv is Andrew Romack's internet channel. It's 24 hours a day. You can go on there, gospeltruth.tv, and there's some great ministers on there. We're on there twice a day. But then also, we're on Faith TV, the Faith Broadcasting Network, and that broadcasts the whole of Africa on cable, and then in Europe on Sky, and then we're on terrestrial channels in America. So it's 250 million homes potentially.
Awesome.
Twice a day.
That is
250
awesome.
Million homes potentially. And you're on 6 billion homes potentially?
Well, no, not homes. Okay. I think we have 4.2 billion people, but I don't
There's only 7 billion people in the world, right? So it's over half the world, I know, that can get your show, Gospel Truth. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And saturated America.
But again, I'm just one person in it. You know, I spend, I don't know, $1.3 million a month on TV.
A month?
Per month.
That makes us feel better.
Yeah.
We thought we had a big TV bill. I thought we had a big TV bill.
Growing in these things.
But I could spend 10 times that. And I still wouldn't reach everybody. I'm just one person. But see, when I do what I can do and you do, and then we've got all of these other people, and you start sending multiple people out, we are going to have a much greater impact than any one of us could do by ourselves.
Amen. The body of Christ working together.
That's right. And I tell you, I just think that the day of the one-man show deal is over.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, that's not to say that, you know, God doesn't raise up leaders, and I've got a position of leadership, and I'm not trying to shirk what God has shown me, but you cannot do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so excited. Man, I'm living vicariously through you, and every time you reach somebody, it gets to my credit.
That's awesome. It all started from a free teaching that we got, and you know that came about through partners. The partners of Andrew Romack Ministries enabled that free teaching to be sent to America, sent from America to the United Kingdom, and then we were able to receive that. And then we went on the website. You know, websites aren't free. It takes people to maintain websites. We found that out.
Yep.
We just got to build another bill this morning for our website. I thought I paid for our website. It's a bit more of the website we haven't paid for. So websites aren't free. So all this teaching we got that enabled us to believe God was from Andrew Romack's partners. And I want to encourage you, if you're not a partner of Andrew Romack Ministries, details on your screen, you should be a partner. I think we've got three or four different partnerships with Andrew.
Yeah.
But be a partner of Andrew Romack Ministries. It's good ground. Andrew's got a big vision.
That's another thing that's unique, is that you would sit there and advertise somebody else's ministry, and most people won't do that.
Well, we learn it from you.
Well, but that's the way it should be.
Amen.
I mean, we're building the body of Christ. Amen. And if you are building the body of Christ, God's going to take care of you.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about him.
But I believe it. This is Andrew's ministry is such a great teaching ministry. I'm telling you, if you haven't checked it out, check it out. Become a partner. It's doing amazing things, praise God. In fact, Andrew, I like hanging around Andrew, because just like we heard about the TV bill, it makes our little ministry seem like, it's not too bad. We'll be okay because of what Andrew's believing for.
You won't always be little, honey.
What Andrew's believing for. Amen.
You're growing
Amen.
Quickly.
Amen.
Quicker than I ever.
We are growing quick, praise God.
And you asked me what I remembered about that night that I prayed for Hannah. And, you know, the main thing that I remember is I prayed for a lot of people, and I didn't know how you were responding or where you were coming from or anything. But after that night service, I saw you running around with Hannah on your shoulders.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
Charlie and Jule LeBlanc were leading worship.
And I said, come up here and share with us. And you got up and shared about Hannah being healed, which was good. But, I mean, the very first night, you started thanking the partners, because you said if it hadn't been for that free tape, and if it hadn't been for the free materials on the website, our daughter would be dead or dying.
That's true.
And I tell you, you have, every time you've come up, you've said something about that. And that's just so true. Partners are important. And so those of you watching this program, you need to help Ashley and Carly, because, man, their television bill is growing, their internet bill is growing, you're getting new space and adding more offices.
Amen.
Partners catch more fish.
They really do. It's a real blessing. It's a two-way deal as well. We've had so many testimonies of partners that have partnered with us and seen things happen in their life, not just financial increase, but other things, breakthroughs as well. So it's powerful. In fact, one of the parts of the story, of Hannah's story, that I don't usually tell is the part when Andrew was taking up an offering. So a lot of people say, well, I want to talk about the spiritual things. I want to talk about, you know, don't talk about money. Well, this is an important part of this testimony. Andrew was taking up an offering at this conference. And I remember thinking, now, Hannah wasn't healed yet. This was the first morning. And I remember thinking, man, I've learned so much from Andrew. I've learned so much from you. I want to give a good offering. And I remember praying and saying, Lord, how much shall I give? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me right then and there. He said, give everything you've got in the bank. Give your savings, give everything.
I don't think I've heard this.
I think I told you one time, and it hurt so much, I don't repeat it too much.
Sometimes people get the wrong idea. Like, we didn't pay for Hannah's healing.
No.
That wasn't the point. But, you know, Ashley said to me, as we're sitting there in that meeting, he looks at me and he says, I think we need to give everything. And you know what just kind of dropped in my spirit in that moment was, if we can't trust God to pay our bills, then what business have we got in trusting God with our little girl?
Now, that's what caused the healing, see. Not, you don't buy healing, but you took a step of faith. And I tell you, money will reveal where your heart is.
Well, it revealed for me, because I was, at first, I was like, oh, I can't hear you, Lord. I was like, and I was like, I went for it. And when I did that, I wrote the check, put it in the offering, and something shifted in my heart. You know, it's a little bit like the rich young ruler. I didn't realize I was trusting, I had a trust in money at that point, and I had to, God wanted my heart. He doesn't need our money, He needs our hearts, right? So He wanted my heart, so He used money to get my heart. So I wrote that check, put it in the offering. I don't think that was any coincidence that that afternoon she was healed. I think something changed, shifted in my heart.
It was a faith test.
It was God tempts us with good, right?
So that's exactly what Luke 16 teaches. Jesus was teaching that parable, and He says, if you aren't faithful in that which is least, you will not be faithful in that which is much. And in context, He was talking about money. If you haven't trusted God in this area of money, you can't trust God in the area of healing, which is much more important than money.
Sure.
Amen. You couldn't have bought Hannah's healing.
Amen.
But you had to believe God and trust Him. So that step of faith, that was an important part of the healing.
Amen. It really was. And that was, we did that. And financially, we've never looked back, praise God. It's We've been blessed.
This is one of the few guys that outgives me when we go out to eat. One time I took a group of people out, and he was at a different table, and he came over and bought our stuff.
That's a sneaky blessing.
I was going to say the same thing. Andrew's the hardest person. You're one of the most difficult people to buy yourself. I've had to resort to lying. One time, we was in a restaurant
That's not godly.
That's not godly.
He repented afterwards.
We was in a restaurant one time, and Andrew walked in. We wasn't even at the restaurant. You pulled your car up, saw my RV. This is in your hometown. Came in and visited with us for a little bit, and then walked out. And there was about 10 of us. And I said, where's the bill? And she said, oh, that cowboy bought it.
That cowboy.
She called you a cowboy because you had a cowboy home. That cowboy bought it. But it's been tough buying meals for Andrew. We've had some good fights. But that's what happens when givers get around givers. Givers won't be outgiven. And the biggest giver by far is God, obviously. He invented giving. So when you give to God, you're not going to be, God's not going to be outgiven. You're not going to go short. God can't help Himself but to give back. In fact, His very nature is to give. So I put it this way. If He's asking you to give, it's because He's trying to get more to you. Praise God. He wants to get more to you, and He's got better for you. In that case of Hannah's story, you know, He was trying to get Hannah's healing to me, and that released my heart, praise God, to trust God fully. And that's what happened. And then to cut a long story short, that she was healed. We took her out to eat. She ate that night. She was fine. The symptoms came back, like you said. And at the time when she started choking, I remembered the authority of the believer. You're teaching on the authority of the believer. I've got authority as a believer.
Absolutely.
She's 3 years old. I have authority over this sickness. And I turned around and I said, choking, stop in Jesus' name. And it stopped right there. I want you to know, if you're born again, you have authority over sickness. You have authority over the works of the devil.
Absolutely.
And the difference between maybe us and you is we took time to renew our minds, so we got to the point where we believe we have that authority. Mm-hmm. That's the difference with Andrew. When we asked Andrew and told him all about these symptoms, he said, it's a piece of cake for Jesus. You really believed it. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just saying that, because you've spent years meditating on these truths.
You know, Ashley, I know we're getting short of time, but I just feel like that when you were talking about giving everything you had and stuff, and that was an important part. You didn't buy the healing, but it was a step of faith for you. I think that there's people watching this program that they need to give into your ministry. And it's not that they're buying healing, but I think that God just spoke to some people. And so I would encourage them that they need to follow through.
Amen. Give.
Yeah, we will receive it.
Will you receive it?
Amen.
We will receive it.
So I just speak to you. that if that bears witness, if this was something you were thinking about and you've got a situation, well, then just right now, just take that step of faith. And it doesn't have to be everything, but just whatever God has spoken to you, if you will take that step of faith in finances, I think it'll make a difference in the way that you see the power of God manifest in that other situation you have.
Amen. Thank you for that.
You're
and
welcome.
What does Paul say, Philippians 4:17? It's not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds your account.
Absolutely.
And I used to be shy about asking for offerings and asking for partnerships, so you corrected me on that one. And now I'm not so shy because I know it's going to affect you more than it affects us, really. When I give to Andrew, I know I'm more blessed than he is when I give. In fact, one time he was at a meeting and he wasn't going to do an offering. And there was me and then Pastor Lawson, I think Pastor Greg Moore, and we was like, you've got to take an offering. We almost demanded you to take an offering because we know we get more blessed than the people that receive. That's right. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
Acts 20:35, praise God. So we're nearly out of time. Andrew, would you pray for the people and bless the people before we go?
So Father, I just thank you for Ashley and Carly and all of these people that they're reaching that are watching this TV program. And Father, I pray especially for those who you've spoken to and they want to give. I'm asking that as they take that step of faith, I believe that whatever it is that they need, that you are releasing that power towards them right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, all of these viewers, we just speak the blessing of God over them and believe that, Father, they are taking inspiration from what's happened to Ashley and Carly and their family. And we thank you in advance for the miracles that are going to happen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hey, well, thanks for joining us on The Abundant Life. Praise God. It's been fun having Andrew here. Thanks. Will you come back and do another show?
I'll be glad to.
Awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Praise God. So you can go on the details on the screen there, awmi.net, to find out more about Andrew's ministry, and charisbiblecollege.org. Yep. We're both graduates. We're products of Charis Bible College. I think all of our ministry staff are Charis Bible College graduates.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
The people here, even running cameras and everything, are involved in Charis. So you need to get involved with Charis Bible College. It will really bless you, take you deeper in your relationship with God. Praise God. Remember, our ministry, Teridis Ministries, is all about empowering believers in the promises of God. And I don't know any better way to do that than to go to Charis Bible College. So they have a number of different ways. You can do it online. You can do correspondence. Yeah. You can come to a campus. They've got campuses around the world even. So wherever you're watching from, there's probably a campus near you. So check them out. So we'll be back real soon with another episode. But remember, until next time, don't just settle for living a normal life when you could be living the abundant life. We'll see you next time.
Amen.
We've been talking today about a teaching that really impacted Ashley and I and actually led to the healing of our daughter Hannah from an incurable disease. She was sent home from the hospital with just a few days to live when we listened to Andrew Womack's teaching called The New Identity in Christ. If you'd like a copy of this free teaching, we're making it available to you today on our website at teridesministries.com. Get your free teaching today.
Visit our website, teridesministries.com, anytime to order teaching products, share your testimony, find upcoming events, donate, and much more. That's teridesministries.com. Colorado, are you ready to live an abundant life?
I had chronic pain in my shoulder. I can't sleep at night. I'm healed. I can hear better. Praise God.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Awesome.
Praise God.
Ashley and Carly Teridez will be joined by special guests Prophet Joseph Z and Pastor Lawson Perdue at their free Abundant Life event.
Now, because Jesus came not just to give us life, but to give us life more abundantly.
Amen.
God's got provision for everyone to live an abundant life.
Abundant Life Event Colorado Springs 2019, Saturday, April 27th at Charis Christian Center. Find more details on our website, abundantlifeevent.com.
You know, when we was believing for our daughter Hannah's healing, you know, we loved God and we loved the Word of God, but because no one taught us the truth, we didn't see that manifest until we understood the truth about healing.
Our whole family has been impacted by this understanding of what Jesus has already done. And so now we're living life out of victory rather than living life out of defeat.
And that's why we're so excited here at Teridez Ministries. We want people to be empowered to walk in the promises of God.
Visit our website, teridezministries.com, to get more resources that will help you live an abundant life.
God wants the best for everybody. He wants the abundant life for everyone, and we want to help people walk in those good things.